Putting that band-aid on my finger makes my thoughts linger on that crimson stain. Under my shirt sleeve and bracelets, there's blood cells and platelets, vessels and veins. And though my finger is starting to bleed, my body's taking action to give me what I need. Some blood cells are dying, but there's no need to mourn. A new blood cell, that's a reticulocyte, is born.
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
it's saving my life every day.
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
new cells are on the way. And if you have some blood loss, it's less of a fright when you know your bone marrow makes reticulocyte. Such a tiny Hercules in the human plight for survival. There's no rival to young blood. Reticulocytes look like a cherry lifesaver and funny, 'cause that's what they do. In fact, red blood cells are rather ironic because they carry iron too. Red blood cells, erythrocytes, they fill the bloodstream. White blood cells are leukocytes, they work like a dream. Plasma too is such a delight, but nothing compares to the newborn reticulocyte.
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
it's saving my life every day.
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
new cells. Hercules in the human plight for survival. There's no rival to young blood.
Young blood.
Red blood cells live for 120 days and white blood cells for approximately 1 year. For comparison, human skin cells only 2 to 3 weeks. Of the 1.6 gallons of blood in the human body, 0.5% to 1.5% is the normal percentage of reticulocytes. Endoplasmatic reticulum of the reticulated python originated from a meticulous, ridiculous reticulocyte. And what can hematology tell us about the universal donor who donated donuts to the sparrow without marrow?
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
is saving my life every day.
Young blood, young blood, young blood,
new cells are on the way. And if you have some unexpected blood loss, it's less of a fright when you know your bone marrow makes reticulocytes. Such a tiny Hercules in the human plight for survival. There's no rival to who.